both in terms of the way he receives, the way he blocks balls, the way he can throw from behind the plate. And he's not played a whole lot of third base. And we felt like the work we've done both at first base and at third and some early work, we gave him a run at it today. He made a couple of nice plays, and he's not afraid when he steps in the box. He swings the bat with some authority.
John, I'm sorry I'm late. What did you think of Kyle?
I had mentioned that feel like he's definitely on the right path. Refining his pitch mix, fastball, sinker, two-seam fastball, curveball, and changeup. A number of curveballs for strikes today. He kept himself under control in a first inning that could have gotten a little shaky for him. Wanted to make sure that he got out there for the fourth time and he was at his pitch limit. So another step in the right direction for him today. I don't want to say out of nowhere, because if you look at what he did last year, you know, he's a guy that has had to fight his way into the lineup with each of the years he's been in pro baseball. And he did it again last year with 18 home runs and only 290 at-bats. So he's got some offensive ability. But the one thing that has been a little bit more, pleasantly surprising is his ability to catch. And what I mean by that is he's got good hands. He blocks the ball. He's got a good release. And we're trying to get some versatility on the field for him. That's not to say he's strictly a corner utility type of guy, but he's a good athlete, knows how to play the game.
Was it determined that Vanden Herk wasn't going to make this bullpen and to try and get him through waivers and get him to AAA? That
was the initial thought, yeah. And, you know, fortunately for him, he was claimed. He's got another opportunity to go to Cleveland and, continue on from there. So we wish him well.
He seemed to be under the impression that had he had a better camp and put it all on himself, if he'd had a better camp, he'd still be out.
Yeah.
What's with Lynn? Was it his elbow?
Yeah, he just got hit on the base of the tricep. He's fine. He was going to get his fourth at bat and come out of the game regardless, so he's fine.
What did the kids show you in that
night? An awareness to the situation, particularly with the bunt by Ghost. He did that on his own. I don't think Jan got a great read on the ball with his break at third, so when that's called for, there's a little bit more of a timely break, but we talk about the number of guys that have shown well. Brian Bocock is another guy that, you look at his path to the big leagues. He went from A-ball to the big leagues with San Francisco, and, I'm not going to speak to the reasons why, but I think he's starting to figure out some things with the bat. He's had a lot of good at-bats here in spring training, and, I think that's the product of guys coming out of winning environments in the minor leagues. They look for opportunities to be aggressive, and they look to make things happen, and they do that here.
Diaz isn't a guy you might expect to try to pick out a pitch he can drive. That doesn't seem to be part of his game, but that's what he did.
Well, if you watch him, he's in fastball counts. He's not looking to steer the ball the other way. I think sometimes people might take his physical stature a little bit for granted, and he's got the ability to square a baseball up, and he's a very good baseball player. He makes a diving play a game, it seems like, and he's a good baseball player.
Who's going likely to play this year?
Likely to begin the year at Las Vegas. He'll get his at-bats, probably a day or two behind the plate, day or two at third possibly. He's got the ability to go over to first base, DH, so he'll move around the field, but he'll get his at-bats for sure.